Today, in the pantheon of TV cooking reality competitions, only one takes place in hell. Last night, eager viewers watched Chef Rock Harper win the grand prize in the finale of Hell's Kitchen, beating out the perky Bonnie for a chance to run the new restaurant in the Green Valley Ranch Resort Spa and Casino in Henderson, Nevada. And if I can say that five times in the next 10 minutes, I might get a job at Fox. Those of us here in Washington, D.C. saw the local chef make good. Rock is executive chef at the D.C. fixture, B. Smith's, and he joins us here in Studio 3A. If you've got questions for the winner about Gordon Ramsay or about what it takes to survive a TV competition like this, give us a call, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. And Rock Harper, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So this new restaurant you're going to have in Nevada, let's say, safe to say that lobster bisque is not going to be on the menu?
It would not be a lobster and crab bisque. Not like the one Jen made. Absolutely not.
If you didn't see the show last night, this was, you kind of lost control there. You were, your test, your challenge was to be the executive chef of your own restaurant, and your underling messed up the bisque.
Oh, Jen, she actually made it, and it beat us out, but it was a bad moment. It was a dark moment. I still get upset about it to this day.
It astonished me, and I must say I watched this. This is the third season for the show. This is the first season I really watched any of. And it astonished me just how much fun and much pressure it is running one of those kitchens.
You know what? It is what we all love to do. I think I was born to do it. It fuels me. You know, it's a lot of fun. And just to know somebody, you know, people can have a great time and enjoy themselves at the hands of something that I do, you know, similar to what you do here.
Mm-hmm.
It entertains people, you know, to entertain them through that art and have to keep creating, you know, quote unquote masterpieces, or trying to at least. It's a fun thing. It is fun.
Now, nobody ever thought of doing radio programs as entertainment, though. Behind the curtain, it's pretty boring. tell us about that moment you turned the handle. This was the countdown last night. You didn't know who was going to win.
No. When I turned the handle, before that, I was just trying to convince myself. I think you can handle, like, winning. Everybody can handle winning.
Sure.
But I was not trying to, but just reiterating to myself that I did a great job, and if I lose, make sure you congratulate Bonnie. And I was confident that I did my best. So it was a tough moment. I lost it too when I went through there, because you know I just knew my life was going to change.
Mm-hmm. It is going to change. How's your family going to adapt to? We saw on the show your wife and your two beautiful children, and they're going to have to move out to Nevada with you now.
Yeah, it's going to be the struggle of living in Las Vegas. It's going to be tough. But no, I'm joking. They're going to be great, you know, and if it weren't for my wife, you know, driving me, riding with me, I should say, to Atlanta to go into the casting call, I would have never gone on the show, because I was going to put it off, but she was really, you know, force behind me, you know, getting on the show.
Let's see if we can get some listeners on the line for you. 800-989-8255. 800-989-TALK. Let's start with Jeremy, and Jeremy's with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, hey, how's it going?
Very well.
I'm a fan of the show, your show, and Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
And I had a question for Rock.
Yes, sir.
My question was, did you ever get a chance to actually see Gordon Ramsay cook anything? Because it seemed like he never cooked. He always just, you know, was hollering.
That's a good question. You know, we don't get, like, trial runs. They just give you a recipe book and say, cook it. But one thing they don't show is Ramsay, he would come on your station and show you how to cook something. He actually would during service. You know, it didn't happen to maybe like the second serve or in the first service. He didn't really, you know, go through and say, this is how you prepare such and such. You just had the recipe and you were responsible for it. But he cooked enough.
Gordon Ramsay, for those who didn't watch the show, was the irascible head chef, the sort of guiding light of the program, who would praise or more often trash the efforts of the various contestants. After all that time with him, love him, hate him?
I love him. You know, I gotta love him now. He gave me my key. You know, he opened the door for me. So, and he's, you know, like you said, that's what we see, you know, him putting us down and calling us donkeys and donuts. But he's very encouraging, and he's a great cook, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Jeremy, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get this is going to be Brian. Brian's with us in Cleveland.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
First of all, I guess say congratulations on winning your kitchen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the question I have is, you ever want to give up with him? You don't always like that?
Nah. I've had chefs that, you know, when I was working at Planet Hollywood when I got out of college, I had Chef, you know, Chef Wanda. I love her to death to this day, but she said some things to me that put Chef Ramsay to shame, you know. So when you're making, you know, little money, or when it's actually personal, like in the real world, you can't write it off the TV. On there, you can just say, hey, he's just doing his thing. But, you know, no, not at all. The hollering didn't bother me at all. As a matter of fact, it was very entertaining to me.
And now that you have your own kitchen, or will shortly, mm-hmm. is that the kind of approach you're going to take with your young staff?
Well, you know, I've absolutely not. I mean, that's not necessary. In some kitchens, it happens. In some kitchens, it never happens. You know, it's not necessary. I think that you got to add fuel, you know, to the, you got to spice things up sometimes. You might have to get a little fiery, but, you know, it'll be calling people donkeys and donuts and, you know, all that other stuff. That doesn't happen. You can get a lawsuit or two for that.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thanks.
So long. Let's see if we can now go to, this is Eugene. Eugene's with us from Salem, Oregon.
Hey, Rock, how you doing?
I'm good, Eugene. How are you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you. I said I've been watching the show from the very beginning. I've been rooting you from the very beginning. So congratulations. I was very excited to see you win.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, what kind of preparation do you have to get into a show like this? I mean, do they just pick anybody, or do they actually have, you know, somebody... Everybody has to have some kind of experience as far as cooking.
You know what? Some people, you don't have to have, you know, Bonnie didn't really have any experience cooking. Besides, she's a personal chef, but she didn't have any restaurant experience. And some other people have been, like, you know, just good at it at home on other seasons. You just have to be what they're looking for, and be yourself. If anybody's looking for tips, you know, when you go to a casting or you send in a tape, just be yourself. Don't try to do any tricks mm-hmm. or, you know, just be yourself. And they know what they're looking for. Don't take it personal if they don't get you, you know, if they don't choose you, but just be yourself. So that's all I was. I was just myself, and they liked me, and, you know, it paid off.
That's an important lesson to realize, that when they're picking the contestants, they're casting that show.
Absolutely.
They want characters they think viewers will be interested in, plus or minus, or in various different ways.
Absolutely. And sometimes you just don't make it, and it's not a personal thing. They know exactly what they want, and you don't fit in it. And some people have actually been casted for other shows after being rejected from, you know, like Hell's Kitchen.
Hmm. Eugene, thank you.
Thank you, Eugene.
Well, thank you very much.
So
thank
long. Let's go now to, this is Terry. Terry's with us from Philadelphia.
Hey, Rock, congratulations. Great show. I had a lot of fun watching it and watching you compete. You know, I had questions about some of the other guys you competed with, especially the guys you chose for your last kitchen, and problems you had with Dale. Are you still friends with these guys? Would you have any of them work for you? Would they want to work for you? Or?
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the yeah. congrats. We're all friends, except for Aaron. I mean, he's still my friend, but I haven't talked to him. We all talk. I just talked to Bonnie a minute ago, but Brad just texted me. He's ridiculously funny. He just asked me who won. But anyway, he missed the show. Who won? But yeah, I'd work with all of them. I'd hire just about everybody. You know, Josh and I, we had some problems, but you know, it's a competition, so everything couldn't be, you know, candy and nuts. You know.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we understand the new restaurant, your new restaurant, is going to be Italian theme. Are you sweating over the gnocchi already?
No, not at all. I'm ready for anything. I haven't cooked Italian in a professional atmosphere, but I love to eat it. And, you know, I can cook anything, so I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things was there were winners from previous seasons that came on the show, and you were able to see one of them now has not just his own kitchen. He's got his own restaurant. This is a real opportunity.
Yeah, that's big for him. His tattoo, as a matter of fact, named Michael. It is real. It's serious. And Heather went on to the sister, you know, casino of Green Valley, Red Rock. And that was big for me to meet them, too. I was very, you know, I felt inspired by, you know, mm-hmm. seeing those guys. It's just like, wow, this is really real, you know. So I'm ready, and hopefully I can, you know, pass the torch next year.
But the competition in a place like Vegas, competition is very stiff.
Oh, man, all of the chefs are going to Vegas. They got some world-class chefs in the Vegas, so I'm going to try to fit in, you know, and here I come.
Yeah, and you're going to be coming back, presumably, on future seasons of Hell's Kitchen as one of the people who's going to be judging some of the next crop of would-be chefs.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't know what they're going to do. I'd love to be back. Hey, I'd love to. I'm nowhere near where Gordon Ramsay is, but I'd love to, you know, have a permanent role on the show. You know, who mm-hmm. knows?
See if we get one last caller sure. in. This is Clay. Clay's with us from Detroit.
Yes, hi. This is Clay.
Go ahead.
We're going to London this fall. Would you recommend eating at one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants, Rock?
Oh, you got to. If you don't, your trip will not be complete. I haven't been yet. I'm scheduled to go pretty soon. But if you don't go, you might get kicked out the country before you before it's all over.
And how far away do you have to make reservations at a top place like one of Gordon's restaurants or maybe your place in Vegas?
Months. It depends on which restaurant, but definitely months. I'm not sure. I know the reservations are piling up for the Terra Verde in Green Valley, but months, you know, you just got to get on that list and wait. And it's worth it, though. Gordon Ramsay's a great chef. His food is very straightforward, and you'll love it. You'll love it.
And given especially the difference between the dollar and the pound at the moment, you might want to start saving up now.
I agree.
Have a great trip, Clay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Rock Harper, we're going to miss you here. I've been the executive chef at B. Smith, the fixture in D.C., and did a great job there. We're sorry to lose you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. D.C. has been great to me, V.A. and Maryland, and I'm sad to go, but I'm excited about tomorrow.
Well, congratulations to you, and good luck to you and your family, and good luck at the new restaurant.
Thank you very much for having me.
Rock Harper is the winner of Hell's Kitchen, executive chef at B. Smith's here in Washington, and soon to be head chef at the new restaurant in the Green Valley Ranch Resort Spa and Casino in Henderson, Nevada, and he joined us here in Studio 3A. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.